Now, we're going to move on for the moment and talk about Grok, which the whole country, the whole world seems to be talking about for the last number of days, at the very least. But following days of controversy and following threats of legal action, Elon Musk's X has announced it will introduce measures to prevent its AI tool Grok from creating and spreading sexualized or pornographic imagery, images of people in countries where it is illegal, he says. Now, for clarity on what this means and whether X and Grok are only the tip of the iceberg, really, when it comes to some of the horrific material on social media right now, I'm joined by Professor Mary Aiken, a cyber psychologist and academic advisor to Interpol and Europol. And we know that the minister is meeting X executives tomorrow. Professor Mary Aiken, you're very welcome to the programme.
Thank you.
Can I ask you, what did you make of the controversy about Grok as it unfolded in this country over the last couple of days and the response to it?
Well, I've been working in this area for about 2 decades, and colleagues that I've worked with have always said that if ever the real horrors of child sexual abuse material surfaced to the surface net, there would be a public outcry. And I think we've reached that moment.
Are there other apps, before we discuss Grok, are there other apps that have done before now that have done something similar?
There are many technologies that can do something similar. And that's why it's important not just to focus specifically on Grok. It's important to actually focus right across the sector in terms of what these apps are capable of doing.
So, and what are children, say, using social media? Is there a possibility that they would have come across these apps, these services where you could create sexualized or pornographic imagery of using photos of people? Or would they have come?
Absolutely.
They would have come across that.
Absolutely. Yeah. If any tech literate 13-year-old could find it.
Because we were told on this programme by a politician during the week that this in particular was a new low, and that is why the government would be acting. But you're saying this has been around for a while.
It's been around for a while in terms of the ability to do this, in terms of as long as the AI tools have been developed to do it. And these nudification apps have been trained on sort of vast image data sets. What's interesting is that 99% of sexually explicit deepfakes online depict women and girls. And, you know, the most jurisdictions are now attempting to tackle AI-generated sexual imagery in this way. Yet, paradoxically, most jurisdictions permit the continued deployment of AI models capable of producing it. And therein lies the crux.
This announcement by Grok then that they're going to ban it in countries where it's illegal. What do you make of that?
They're going to ban it,
So they're going to prevent the AI tool Grok. This is what Elon Musk and X have been saying today, that they're going to prevent it from being available in countries where it is illegal. So we're told that there are laws in Ireland, for example, where this type of service is illegal, but yet it's available.
It's not so much the service, it's the outcome of the service, you know, in terms of the nudification of adults and therefore generating content that falls under distribution of intimate images. Legal controls or regulations. And then in addition to that, the generation or nudification of young people, which with that would fall under existing US child pornography or EU child sexual abuse and UK child sexual abuse legislation. So there are two things there. You know, there's the outcome and then there's the technology that can produce that outcome.
Mm-hmm. Stay with me, Professor Mary Aiken, if you can, for a second. Shane Moynihan of Fianna Fáil, your colleague, Professor of St. Neo Smith with responsibility for this area, is meeting ex-executives tomorrow. And she has said today, and this is a quote, "I'll be making it very clear to X tomorrow that until that Grok app is disabled, they're breaking the law. I would say they're quaking their boots.
Well, I think in fairness to the minister, and I heard her speaking to Dáil today about this as well, I think there's three things that have happened here that are worth noting. First off is that it's been made very clear to X as the owners of Grok that the processing of these inappropriate images is illegal and there's law there to stop that. Secondly, Commissioner Mann and the European Commission are both initiating investigations to make sure that X's obligations under the Digital Services Act are being adhered to, and that there will be, and that's how the process works to try and mitigate and to manage these risks as well. But also it's important that she engages directly with X on this matter to make it very clear to them that there are expectations of them in terms of law and regulation, but it is also that the law enforcement and investigative functions of the state are now kicking in. As a dad with three small kids, you can only be horrified by what we've heard over the last 2 weeks. You can only want to kind of make sure that this never happens again. Grok made a small step in the right direction. X made a small step in the right direction today.
Well, did
that
they?
Needs to
did
go
they?
Further.
Users are telling us that use Grok that they can still get it today.
And that's where now Commissioner Mann and Gorda Síochána and the European Commission have to step in, investigate, and hold them to account on it.
I mean, the reason I say they're quaking, they must be quaking their boots, is that these guys, tech companies, have already ignored fines. We know that. Mm-hmm. They have. We know now that they're ignoring laws. And we know that this is causing widespread harm. This is lifelong harm for children who are affected. And I just know, I'd love to know, George, what you or Rory, if you were part of that meeting tomorrow with the executives, what you would say to them.
Well, I would express in the strongest possible terms that we will bring every law, piece of legislation available to us. And if it's not available to us, we will write the legislation and create the legislation almost overnight, if necessary, to ensure that the stringent powers that we require are in place.
And legislation is in place,
well,
George.
Is
in place.
In fairness to Minister...
And the Attorney General has been very clear.
It is. In fairness to Niamh Smith, I think she's done a reasonable job on this, to be fair to the Minister, given the situation that we've all found ourselves in. I mean, let's be fair. I think this Grok thing has maybe done us a favour, because
I certainly
wasn't available.
No, I wouldn't agree with you either.
Let me clarify
and I'll come back to you.
I wasn't aware
about the level of activity of this nature that's available. But this morning I was preparing a speech for the AI debate in the afternoon, and I put in a Google search about apps that make nudity available, and I came across a myriad of them. I was astonished at the numbers of them. But one of the reviews said using the app was a surprisingly engaging experience. The interface is user friendly, making it accessible even for individuals with limited technical skills. I uploaded a simple photo, and within seconds the AI generated a stunning transformation. The ability to adjust the level of nudity was particularly impressive, allowing for a customised outcome. That's what I mean when I say it has pulled up the blinds, if you like, on this deviant activity.
Hang on a second. I understand the point you're making in one sense, but I must say I have discussed this with Professor Mary Aiken, among other experts, over many years. Mm-hmm. Years, actually. Mm-hmm. And actually what you have told us time and time again about the impact and the targeting of vulnerable people like children, Professor, nobody should be shocked, really.
No, and, you know, I've been speaking about this for about two decades, and the point is, when people say we need to rush through legislation, well, why? Mm. Any of this is eminently predictable. We have to stop reacting to a case by case, you know, to a scandal, to an event, and actually get ahead of the process and put in place legislation that is fit for purpose in an age of technology, but do it before the fact.
But in the context of the statement by Grok and X saying that it will be banned where it's not legal or words that affect. I mean, the borders don't respect. Have no respect for this type of abuse. So that when I refer to legislation, whatever legislation is required to ban it worldwide, and let us be part of it.
No, you can't
with
ban
the EU,
something.
With the UN.
You can't ban something worldwide. You can't go into another country and say we're banning this for you. And this is the complexity of the issue. What we're talking about is the shared domain of cyberspace.
Yeah.
So we've got this shared domain, but the implications are national. And therefore, Grok and Elon Musk are correct in saying we will stop using this wherever it is illegal. And that is a fair statement, because it's not up to Grok to decide what countries it's going to make
laws. But in some countries, if I want to get RTE player, I'm told it's not available.
Can geolocate, for example.
What I'm talking about is the geolocation of legislation, if you like.
But the point is that they have to comply with, while they're being transmitted through cyberspace on the internet, they have to comply with local national laws. So, for example, what you have is an increasing gap between the US in terms of First Amendment rights and Europe in terms of what we, you know, consider to be acceptable or not. You can't override that and say the US has to do this, or we have to do, you know, we have to follow the US. The US has a different constitution. We have our own constitution. The point is that these companies are US based, and therefore they're taking a one size fits all approach. And that is the problem. And if you look at the shared space domain of cyberspace, we have regulations for other shared domains. We have maritime laws for the sea. We have aviation laws for the air for shared spaces. So what we can do is reach some agreement in terms of how we want to regulate those environments, but you have to have national agreement supporting that.
Okay, yeah, but the question I have here, though, is we are told, and you've told us, Shane, and the government has told us that we do have the laws in place mm-hmm. to make this illegal. But the problem we have now, though, is that those laws have clearly been flouted. Mm-hmm. So the next question is, are the sanctions in those laws, in that legislation, strong enough to prevent any company, but X in this case, and with Grok, to prevent them from proceeding with flouting the law?
Sorry, the problem is, I'd just say, is that we've got a fundamental divide between what happens in the real world and what happens in cyberspace and what happens with big tech. So if you're a building contractor in the real world and you completely, disregard health and safety laws, you will be prosecuted. There is no question. Mm-hmm. However, when it comes to cyberspace, when it comes to big tech, we allow them to self-regulate. And that's the problem. The problem is the self-regulation piece. So in the real world, a building site would be shut down straight away if horrendous practice was discovered. What I don't understand is why we afford such slack to these companies in saying, could you please fix this? Can we talk about this?
Yeah, I do We're not going understand to have a that meeting. Yeah. And it's a question I raised on this program for the last two nights, I have not got a satisfactory answer.
It's a child pornography factory that was allowed to operate. That's the problem here. There is a sufficient amount of legislation to take a first step. Yep. I do think there is a need for follow-up legislation that can, you know, make sure that even if it's only here or across the European Commission, that we can ensure that those that facilitate and offer this service, that there is a sufficient sanction against them. but we already know, the Attorney General has given the information that we all would have perceived, there was enough to already start this process.
But
I think the
Taoiseach
could have been stronger in this.
What are the sanctions?
No, because the sanction is a criminal prosecution for distribution of child pornography.
If that is a sanction, it's not happening, Shane.
That fines aren't being issued. Fines are being issued.
No, not the fines, but criminal prosecution for...
Well, the Gardaí announced that they're investigating
There are three different investigations ongoing into this at the moment. There's the Garda Síochána, there's Commission Imán, and the European Commission today have said that they are monitoring and investigating as well. And to Mary's point on the shared cyberspace, it is appropriate that an investigation of a very large online platform like X is led by the European Commission because of that shared cyberspace as well, and is complementary to the existing pieces that are there. That is not to say the Commission Imán hasn't got a role here. It has a very clear role in terms of investigation and enforcing the regulation as well, and Garda Síochána now are investigating this as well. In the case of the building site, I take Mary's point, but there would be an investigation as to unsafe practice, and there would be a sanction applied at the end of it, and the sanctions have been very clearly laid out in legislation here too.
And the only reason we have any information from the Gardaí, because luckily enough they were in front of committee, like the government and particularly the Taoiseach, and I would say that the Minister did reasonably well. I'd say Patrick O'Donovan did the absolute opposite and basically said that X had no responsibility whatsoever. It was down to the down to the users. And right, the users who do this, it's obviously absolutely wrong. It's abhorrent. They should be should be penalised in every way that it should be.
Yeah,
but it's not okay that this
inadequate.
Was available to every kid.
No, it's
there's,
not.
No,
but you see,
there's two different points here. There is the generation of the content, which is the user. Mm-hmm. That generation is facilitated by the technology, which belongs to the platform. It is then distributed and disseminated by the platform. Current Irish legislation forbids this, and you could have a criminal prosecution once an investigation
and really
has
and
started.
Really and truly, the minister said two nights ago that this is about enforcement. We've already established on this programme that this has been going on for years. So really and truly, the inaction of the Dáil as a complete entity and the European Commission as a complete entity in this regard has failed countless children and has frankly enabled paedophiles right throughout the European Union. And really, shame on parliamentarians right across the European Union and in Ireland for allowing this to happen.
What's been really interesting is Minister O'Donovan was out. He was, when they were, he's announcing the pilot for the aid verification scheme through the digital wallet. And then subsequently in an interview that I did with him for the Irish Examiner before the Christmas break, and he was lambasting Europe and the European Commission and saying that they had failed children, that they were, you know, they hadn't put in aid verification, that Ireland was essentially having to do this on their own because Europe wasn't pulling the finger out and putting in this aid verification on the social media platforms. And yet now after the Christmas, when this has emerged, it's essentially being passed back to the European Commission and saying, well, the European Commission has to do more, and the European Commission, you know, this falls under the European Commission's competency. So, you know, is it good enough to say, well, Commission and Man are looking after it here, but it has to be up to the European Commission, when before Christmas we were saying that they were failing children? And I mean, you would question why more hasn't been done if the legislation is saying that this, the content of this creation, especially the child sexual abuse material, is illegal. Why has there not been prosecution sooner to tell to you?
And the Gardaí also confirmed yesterday that they're investigating 200 instances of these cases.
Almost leave this Grok story aside completely. We know that these big tech companies, these social media companies, have been targeting children as young as 8, 9, 10 who are using these services with violence, with pornography,
with
suicidal ideation, with self-harm, with gambling ads. For years. Think of the harm that that's doing and the hypocrisy of this, because we had a children's rights referendum in this country years ago and all of the public servants and politicians were campaigning on behalf of children's rights. This is an absolute joke.
And see those issues, we have all brought them up, but let's be clear. I can bring up a topical issue or I can speak on an issue in Leinster House. The reality is, unless you're in government, unless you're engaged in conversations with the European Commission, you're not going to get things moved in any way, shape or form. And look, we talk about Commission the Man. We've had Commission the Man in front of multiple committees at this stage. And all I can ever think of is, it's like sending your seven-a-side squad out against Barcelona. Because look what you're up against. Well, and until we get serious. And until there is serious...
Professor Mary Aiken, on that point.
But the point about that is, Commissioner Mann is a body that is there to oversee process. They are not subject matter experts in their own right. And I think that, you know, as I say, I've been doing this for a long time. The positive is, I am beginning to see a sea change in how government, at an Irish level, at a European level, is approaching these issues. The problem is that it's late.
I think we've lost. We'll try. We lost your line there for a second.
Yeah, but the good thing, harm has been done, but the good thing is that there is now a recognition of the problem, and there is now a political will, to take action. I've seen a change. In the last year, I've seen a change. And that's a good thing. Mm-hmm. We can't operate independently of Europe. We can complain about Europe. We can say it's slow, but we can't operate independently.
I would have to say that I think there is absolute unity in a chamber and an Oireachtas that often sees division. I believe there's absolute unity as a result of this and previous instances to bring whatever we need to do to the table to resolve this once and for all.
I accept that.
Protect people, protect children
in
from social
as well
media.
For a long time.
And it's like you said, it's not just this nudifying facility that was provided by Grok. It is also the recommender algorithms that force people into terrible places, which are not good for them in an awful lot of instances, with conspiracy theories and all sorts. And as you said, suicide ideation, those that can
with
issues around food disorders that are literally pushed in that. And that's because social media companies made money from that. And have we acted sufficiently? No, I think that's fair to say. But it's about government, and it's particularly about the European Commission. And I also accept that this is in a tougher sphere when you have the likes of Donald Trump in control of the American regime and his particular position, and the absolute disgusting notion that you would conflate child pornography factory with free speech. Now, that just says something particular
about...
Yeah,
it's simply ridiculous.
And there's also earlier in the week that, this was going to be banned if you didn't pay for it.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that's just indicative of the type of people...
We can actually make money from this.
Once we can make money for it, it's all right. And that is the bedrock of a lot of the issues.
As a father, Shane, you mentioned earlier on. The other problem is here that...
I don't think that's fair to say that you can use it if you can pay for it. I think the move behind saying we will have these types of services for those who are registered was one of anonymity versus anonymous accounts.
No, he was expressing disgust at the statement made. Yeah. But can I bring Shane in for a second? Because you mentioned you're a father.
Yeah.
The problem here is we're talking about the extremity here. This is the sewer of the example of social media. But the simple example of social media that we seem to allow our adolescents onto, it's all about comparison, it's about perfectionism. That in itself is more benign, but it's completely unhealthy as well.
Yeah, there's two things to this I'd say. First off, you mentioned about the sewer of the internet at the moment. We do need to upskill to make sure we police the dark web correctly as well, because an awful lot of this stuff comes from that part of the internet. The second piece I would say is, and I spoke about this today, is that we have now created, we're all in a world where AI has entered our world and technology has entered our world. Our kids are growing up in a world where AI is already part of it. So not only is it about keeping them safe online, it's also about educating them how to identify content that is dangerous, how not to take it on board.
Digital literacy.
Giving them critical, not just digital
no,
literacy.
Critical analysis in general. No, I accept that.
There's more than that. And about putting emphasis on those human skills and teaching kids and their parents. We've been doing a lot of work for the last few months, and Mary will be aware of this, on online safety, equipping parents with the skills to know what's going on their kids' phones. Smartphones are part of many kids' lives now. That is the difference here. And I think that's a mindset shift that I need to make, is that my kids are growing up with the phone as part of their lives. That wasn't my experience. I'm trying to regulate something that's come into my life more recently. And I think to Rory's point as well, digital literacy, the critical thinking piece is really, really important. The ability to differentiate and to understand what it is to be a human as opposed to a machine. Because a lot of these chatbots are creating an image, and that's where we need to.
We had a number of kids
risk-based analysis on this
from the NYCI, and in fairness, they were really impressive. And the idea was, they say here, it's not only kids that are impacted by social media, and they spoke obviously about relations and people they knew who it had a detrimental impact on. But they said what they had learned was the idea of. They said, like everybody else, they watch this material. And on some level, sometimes it emotionally detonates with you.
Yeah.
You believe it. But then they got pushback from youth workers. And it was the idea of actually discussing it. And some of it were probably rough enough interactions, they said themselves. But it meant then they had to think that you didn't necessarily have to buy in to this nonsense that you were sent.
But
the danger is not everybody is getting this. This has been done in Finland and other countries. We have called for it for a long time. I suppose it's a matter of seeing real action. And the only positive from all of this is that this has highlighted the absolute danger that is out there.
Can I get the final words to Professor Mary Egan ahead of this meeting tomorrow, really briefly? Are you hopeful then that something concrete will come of it?
I think, as I say, I see a political will now across all parties, which is a good thing. Many things divide us, but this is certainly something that has unified all parties to actually act. But I think it's a larger issue with governance of the net. It's a much larger issue with AI. No outstanding full on a AI-driven entity, whether it's cyber fraud or bullying. No child is capable of withstanding that. We need technology solutions, technology-facilitated problems.
Okay.
AI and ML solutions on this side.
Okay. Professor Mary Aiken, once again, thank you so much indeed for sharing your expertise. And let's hope that something real will come of that meeting and real action will come very soon to rectify what is a really, really, really acute problem for our children and women in the country especially.